Thank you, Jim Halpert, again for the Internet Commerce Coalition. One thing that many of you in the room may not know is that the ACNS system is not actually a 512C notice and takedown system. It's an accommodation that a variety of service providers and universities have made, you know, out of in good faith to accommodate concerns about peer-to-peer infringement, which are not properly the subject of 512C notices, but may nonetheless offer a useful model to apply in the 512C context. I wanted to raise one consideration. I think that there are a number of ideas, for example, some of the behaviors that Sandra Astar's presentation described of people evading notices, ideas about standardizing notices, figuring out perhaps certain areas which are not appropriate for standardized notices, perhaps remixes is an example. There's some that are more controversial. But I think that there's a good deal that we can work on in a consensus way here. There's an important additional consideration for the internet service providers and data center operators who are big. They're not like DeviantArt or others. But in the world of the internet, there's a lot of hosting that happens at various different levels. And you have entities that control data centers, for example, who can't do individualized takedowns. They get millions of notices from copyright trolls and threats to be sued, notices about that should properly be directed to the actual website operator. They also get millions of notices about peer-to-peer infringement outside of the copyright alert system. And it is important to those sorts of companies that this standardized notice include some additional statement under penalty of perjury that the notice is actually properly addressed through this system. Because these sorts of behaviors need to stop. They are not what the people in this room are engaged in. And I think there's pretty broad agreement by big users of these systems that these actually can slow down responses to, you know, as well as by small providers as well. In some cases, the entire copyright complaint system for big ISPs can be crashed by these trolls who get frustrated and send enormous numbers of notices in. And if this is to truly benefit all sides, I think we need to address that issue as well. I know, Ben, when you gave your first presentation at the first meeting, you said this is a side issue. It is a total side issue from the perspective of what MPAA is doing in its enforcement, but it actually operationally is quite burdensome and diverts resources from responding to real legitimate takedown requests and other sorts of complaints about user behavior that big ISPs receive. So that I'd like to, if possible, amend your list, Shira, to suggest that the form also be able to take account of troll behavior or deter troll behavior. And with that, I think we can see some genuine enthusiasm by some of the big ISPs and data center operators in working constructively on win-wins for all players in this environment. Thank you.
So before you leave, can I ask you, how are you defining what is troll behavior? And I guess, and as part of that question, it's sort of it's a question we've been discussing in the patent context for a while now. I guess I ask that partly because my understanding of what a lot of the issues were with what's being called copyright troll behavior has to do with either the subpoena to get the identity of the alleged infringer, which is not really a notice and takedown issue, or just threats to bring lawsuits, which also isn't necessarily notice and takedown. So I just want to make sure
I understand. It's typically requests to get the identity of users in order to sue them. And the entities that do this have very particular business models that involve sending threatening messages and trying to get users to respond to those. The volume of the requests that ISPs receive from these folks is enormous. And the goal is to be able to file as many lawsuits as possible. Some of these trolls, in fact, don't have the rights that they're asserting. There have been findings by magistrate judges that in a number of cases. And this is a business model that really operates on fear and intimidation.
So I understand the concern. I guess the question, I'm still trying to understand exactly how it relates to notice and takedown.
These entities are sending purported 512C notices that are really designed to obtain the identity of, to provide a predicate to obtain the identity of a peer-to-peer, allegedly a peer-to-peer infringing user. And they submit the 512C notice as the gateway then to be able to go to court, because you need to supply that as part of your 512H subpoena. There also are others who want takedowns and aim enormous volumes of these notices at data center operators who respond that they can't do anything about the notice, and they nonetheless continue to receive hundreds of thousands or millions of notices from these entities. And at some point, that's a waste of resources, because each of these has to be reviewed, and it slows down the response. For example, the complaint about the material that's just reappeared. Service providers would like to prioritize responses to recalcitrant repeat infringers, but they get these all these other notices that they have to process. So if it's possible to address that issue, not directly, but indirectly through the form, I think that will be a helpful thing to facilitating both agreement and quicker responses to legitimate takedown requests. I'm not proposing that. One could do that, I guess, but
why not? I mean, because this system has worked very well, especially if you have trusted people.
Well, certainly there would be
I think we need everyone to be on the mic so that it's part of the
record. Idea was that one might come up. Sorry.
Just as also one other, again, caution is, you know, given the time we have and what we're trying to accomplish here, rather than discussing what solutions should be, if we can focus a little more on identifying what the issues would be on the table to move forward, that would be really helpful. Thank you. Because there's just so much to talk about.
Sure. Well, thank you for accommodating this request to add one more issue on what I think is a good list for us to chew on.
Let's open it for other comment if there are those who have.
So this is Fred Von Lohman again, for those of you who are listening in.